Life is about making yourself better. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be an athlete, an artist, a gamer. It doesn't matter. All of us want to be the best version of ourselves. That's what we are here for. We talk to students in leadership positions who have achieved great things, but who are just here working to get better. Because here, we discuss how to be better as people. Here, Swole is the goal. And welcome back to the Swole is the Goal podcast, episode 11. If you're a true warrior, competition doesn't scare you. It makes you better. The road to success and greatness is always paved with consistent hard work. Outwork your competitors, be authentic, and above all else, chase your greatness. And here to talk to me about competition as well as other things, a returning guest, Larson Petit. Larson, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
So, in high school sports, there are multiple levels which you can achieve. If you are, well, first of all, I competed in a team sport. You're in an individual sport, wrestling, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we've never made playoffs. That's not the best. But so there's district play, there's playoffs, and then above that, you get to a whole other region of athletes that are above the rest. And Larson, why don't you talk about what you were able to achieve this season?
So this year in wrestling, I was a district champion. So there's three levels. There's no playoffs. There's basically just three different competitions. You have to qualify for the next one, being in the top four of that tournament, and until you get to the state tournament. So there's district, regionals, and then state. And state's just everyone in the state. Only 16 kids get to compete in a weight class because only four qualify per region. There's four regions.
Okay.
So in my district, I was a district champion. In my region, I was regional champion, and then I went to state and placed on the podium, which is top six, and got a medal.
Wow. So top six in the entire state for all the wrestlers who compete.
Yeah.
So, obviously a very elite and high-level athlete here today. So what was different about this season for you, just getting into it off the bat? Because you've wrestled for how long?
I've wrestled since, like, second grade.
Wow. Was there any different mindset going into this season compared to other ones? I mean, it's your senior year.
There's a lot of different things, I think. A lot of different things. I don't really know where to start. When I think about, like, senior year, everyone always tells you, like, this is it. Like, it's time to go. It's time to whatever. And it's honestly, it started to get annoying at a certain point. It's like, dude, I understand. Let me just live my life and compete like I want to. But I guess at the end of junior year, I was never really that good growing up because I've wrestled like so long. And I remember like, and honestly, it hurt my ego. They're just, I always felt bad because I've wrestled since second grade. I came from wrestling up north is a lot bigger. And so the competition's a lot more tough. And usually kids from like Pennsylvania, Iowa, Ohio, or like South Dakota, those kids are tough. Mm-hmm. And they kind of crush kids down here. And so I lived in Pennsylvania for like 9 years, and I grew up in wrestling in Pennsylvania, and moving down to Texas, I knew it was in like an easier state. And I guess I just wanted to be better than everyone else,
yeah.
At least a little bit, just because of the more experience I had. And when I came into high school, like pretty much with like 10 years of experience, I was like, okay, it's time to just go get it. And honestly, I sucked. My freshman year, I went 8-13. That was my overall record, and I actually did not make it out of district. I think I got 6th in district my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I was sick the week before, but the most thing that would have changed is I would have gotten like 4th or 5th, and then
right.
Gone 0-2 at regionals,
yeah.
So it wouldn't really matter too much. But and then like I'd see all these people around me, and I'd wrestle these people who have like wrestled only like 2 to 3 years in their life, and it just they would whoop my butt, like they would destroy me, and I was like, dang, like, why are these people who like put so much less time into the sport so much better than me? And I don't really know how I kind of made things weird for me freshman sophomore year. Like, I don't really know where I was kind of at, but sophomore year was weird because it was COVID year. But my junior year, was when like things started to kind of click for me in the sport, and I started to kind of just understand how things worked, I guess. And I started putting a lot more effort in. And at the end of my junior year, I was able to get fifth at regionals, which lets you qualify for state tournament as an alternate. I didn't get to wrestle, but I got to pretty much get everything else. So I get, like, I'm considered a state qualifier. I get ranked. I get the jacket. And
right, right.
I basically only wrestle if someone makes or doesn't make weight or busts, gets injured or whatever, which did not happen.
Right.
But I think my junior year, I really enjoyed the sport the most.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when I felt most, like, I most enjoyed it. I think my reasoning behind it, my purpose behind wrestling was most important to me. And so that summer, or right as the season ended, which is funny because my dad yesterday was like, this is the week you started Heart and Pride. I started going to, like, club. And I remember, like, my coach was like, you got to go to club. You got to go to club. You got to go to club. You're going to get so much better. Because everyone was going to club. Like, those are the people that were had little to no experience that were just kicking my butt.
Right. Okay.
Because they're putting so much extra work in. And I don't really know why I didn't. I think I really didn't want it to – I didn't want to hate the sport. And I thought that if I put so much work into it, I'd hate it. And I also just had a lot of other stuff going on that I really wanted to focus on. But when I got that, like, taste of, like, success, I was like, okay, I really want to succeed in this sport. I got 1 year to do it, and I want to see how good I can get in this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put a lot of work in. And
yeah.
I want to stay humble, but, like, if you talk to my coaches, I remember he once admitted that I put more work in than anyone else in the program.
Wow.
So during the summer, I grinded. I was lifting every day. I was going to wrestling pretty much all the time. I went to several different, like, camps.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, like, I started getting a lot better. And I started just kind of dreaming more of, like, because my coaches were like, they basically started to tell me, like, you're at that level. Like,
yeah.
You're at the level where you can compete at the state tournament. They're like, and I guess I really wanted to win the whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. that dream started, like, developing. And it was very motivating. And just, like, every time I had any single, like, conditioning or any practice, I'd always push myself, like, to my limit, no matter what. Like, I felt like I was doing everything right, and I was. Like, I wasn't skipping practice. During practice, I wasn't skipping reps. Like, and then after practice, I would get extra work in, and I would run extra until I literally was about to puke, and then I'd run some more. Like, I had my coaches to thank. They pushed me a lot, like, a lot, a lot. And so then I came to the season, and I think my mind was just very set on winning because I put so much work in. And I even went to preseason nationals, and then I went to South Dakota to compete in a college tournament. And I actually had looks from several colleges. This one, it really wanted me. It was Dakota Wesleyan University.
Nice, Dakota Wesleyan University.
It was actually a really nice school.
Yeah.
Very good program, very nice people, great coaches.
Is that the corn capital, or is that a?
It is in the corn capital of the world.
Wow.
It's in Mitchell, South Dakota, the corn capital of the world.
Wow.
Home of the Corn Palace. It was a great experience.
I think we have some listeners up there.
Yeah. Shout out to all our Mitchell listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great experience. But my coach, one of the main reasons I got to the level I have is because one of the coaches at Heart and Pride, he's a D1 wrestler who really invests pretty much everything into his kids. But he is hard. Like, I wish I couldn't ever explain to you how he is, because you just have to know him. But he puts more effort and pushes you past your limits more than anything else. Like, I'm in a sport where I feel like I've always, like, been pushed past my limits, and I feel like throughout my entire life, and I know you all this time, just about this, like, mental determination of just, like, pushing past your limits and all this and all that. And it's like, everyone says that, but I don't feel like a lot of people actually do that.
Right. You know, it's definitely a small group of individuals who can actually be able to go to a actual limit, because you can say you're pushing your limits, you're working hard, and you can be working really hard without actually going to that limit. It's those people who are willing to actually be humble enough to fail and to get to a point to where it hurts so bad to where they can't get another rep, and they're not afraid to, you know, like ego lifters, for example, that want to do weight they know they can get and make it look good to throw heavy things around, not the people who are, you know, willing to actually do stuff that's going to make them better and hurt them in the process to make them better.
Have you ever cried during a workout, after a workout?
I have. It was my first time doing Murph,
Yeah,
it was during the last mile. So it's a 1 mile run.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then another mile. And it was during that last mile when I think I found a new level of hurt from a workout. But I think that was the only time I've actually ever cried from a workout. It was it was just like a little bit of a sob, you know, because it hurt a little bit.
I could think of several times.
Yeah?
The first time I remember crying, like actual crying, was one of the camps I did. It was basically just three full straight days of wrestling. And we had Nate Jackson, who is on the world team for USA. Actually, they won the World Cup.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty good competition there.
He was, at the time, he was, I think, behind someone else. But he did make it to the World Cup, so I think he beat them, or World Team. So I think he beat them and made the World Team, because I remember seeing him compete in a tournament, and he won his match, and USA won it. But just a very tough dude. And then, of course, Adam, who's the coach I was talking about, he's incredibly tough. And then this guy named Freddie. And it's basically, like, I think 18 hours in total of wrestling. And I remember by the third, like, a lot of it, not too much conditioning, it was a lot of technique, but the very last day when you're just mentally dead, physically dead from just constant drilling, constant moving for the past, like, 17 hours, they just put us through so much conditioning. And I remember I heard him say something, and I just was like, it actually blew my mind. I was like, are you, like, I can do this on a normal day, and you expect me to do this now?
Wow,
yeah. It was basically like we do what's called stance in motion, where you are in a stance and you take a shot or sprawl or whatever. And he said, if anyone comes out of their stance, the entire team is to do a push up for 6 minutes straight. I was like, 6 minutes? Like, I've never done stance in motion for 6 minutes straight. Yeah. And now you're telling me if I even make one mistake, where the entire team's doing a push up. And then the way he called it, do shot, 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 sprawl, sprawl, shot, shot. Like, he was just going back.
Yeah.
I couldn't even stand up. And it was just, and then, like, or no, he did, like, a two-minute period. I was like, damn, 2 minutes, this is tough. And then he's like, all right, let's do another two. And I was like, are you kidding me? And he's like, okay, we got to finish it out, like, full match. So I was like, do another two. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And the last one, it was every time someone messed up, it was two push-ups.
Wow.
And I remember just doing those push-ups. If anyone touched their knee, we had to restart the entire thing.
Wow.
And we had, like, 60 push-ups to do. It was just, like, and that was, like, the end of, like, an entire thing. And I remember just, like, I wasn't the only one. I remember, I'm not trying to call him out, but I know Andrew was crying too. I don't think he'd be, I don't think I'd call him out. Just, it was, that was good the first Andrew. Time I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This sport is hard.
No, yeah, but stuff like that.
There's definitely other times I was like, I got pushed so hard that I cried. And I guess the point I'm trying to say is I never, like, cheated on myself.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I did everything right this entire summer, and I was really prepared for going into the season, knowing I put more work than, like, anyone else, and ready to just go and dominate the competition. And yeah. To be honest, I don't think that was a great mentality to come into the season with.
Really?
I don't think it was, no. Because I realized that it's winning is not everything.
Well, yeah.
It's, like, as stupid as it sounds, it's, I don't know. It's such a weird, like, experience because you hear everyone say all these things all the time, and then to actually, like, live it, I don't know. It's just, I guess I don't want to repeat everything everyone tells you, because everyone just tells you the same thing over and over again, and it just gets boring.
Yeah.
But I guess it's, like, you could do everything right, but there's no point in that if, like, there's no purpose of it. Because when I started wrestling, like, losses were terrible. Like, losses were terrible for my mental. And it's not even that I was a bad sport about it. It's not that, like, I would, like, throw my headgear. I never threw my headgear once this season. I took a loss. I'd get my head high. I would shake their hand. I would tell them good job. And I would go wrestle my next match. Like, as much as it hurt me, I still did everything right. Like, I never let anything get me down. And, like, winning became less enjoyable. And there's times, like, I really enjoyed it. There's a few times that, like, the wins were good and I earned them. But there are times I would just get a win. I would, like, a lot of the tournaments I was just waiting for the end. It's like, yeah. Cutting also destroyed me mentally. And I think this is where the first semester I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Not semester, like, first half.
Yeah.
I break it up into two semesters because there's the November and December. It's only 2 months. And then in January, you get a 2-pound allowance, so everyone moves down a weight class. Mm. And that's when it's like, okay, it's go time. Like, it's ready to prepare for districts and all that. And so when that like year switched is when I had to cut like harshly. And I did it all right. Like I did everything right. And it's like, and it wasn't about like doing something wrong. I think it was just about like the mentality of it and the emotions of it. And I think that's kind of what I want to talk about most. It's like, you can do this is what happens when you do everything right, I guess. It's more than that, is what I'm trying to say. But I cut correctly, you know? I didn't flash cut. I did not, like, every time I would weigh in, I wouldn't, what's the word? You just eat a ton. Like,
just like force feed or what?
There's a word for it. I can't think of it. I don't know why. It starts with like a binge eat. I wouldn't binge eat either.
Yeah.
I was very smart with what I put in my body. I only put healthy things because I know, like, injury, like, some of the other teams, again, I'm not trying to call them out, but, I mean, every wrestler does this. Like, they'd weigh in and they'd drink a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Or they'd drink a Monster. I was like, I never did that. I always drink water. Like, even mm-hmm. when I could eat, I was eating correctly. And I'd cheat, you know, like, a bag of peach rings or whatever. But
yeah, you always see those videos, like, wrestlers trying to make weight, like, 10 minutes before their weigh-in.
Yeah.
Just, like, sprinting in yeah. hoodies and stuff.
I used to do that. I used to have yeah. to do that because I cut incorrectly because the thing is, it's a mental game. It's very mental. It's the idea that you can't watch your weight go up. Mm-hmm. It really messes with you because then you think you have to run more. And so wrestlers will do anything they can to get that number down. But they don't like – a lot of it is also just a misunderstanding of how the body works.
Yeah.
And I think that's just kind of not people like not being knowledgeable enough. And they practice a lot of like disordered eating habits. And this is something I've gone through.
Right.
And I fixed this year. But it's like they just won't eat or won't drink. Like, I know wrestlers who only drink, like, 8 ounces of water a day.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best for...
Or, like, a one water bottle a day.
For any part of you.
It's definitely yeah. not. The thing is, because they can't watch that weight go up. But when they do that, your body goes into this hibernation mode. And it basically, like, when you restrict it from having its, like, normal caloric intake, it starts holding on... Excuse me. It starts holding on to everything like a bear. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, I can't let go of these calories. And so you start getting a lot fatigued. You don't drop as many calories. You get really tired and like you cramp. And you gotta drink a lot of water when you cut.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. I used to not, but this year I did. Like I cut. I was drinking a good amount of water. I was eating a good amount of food. I was not eating as much as I wanted to, but I was eating enough to be healthy. And to be honest, it was terrible for my mental health.
Yeah.
It was terrible for my mental health. It was genuinely the least happy I've ever been in my life.
Really? Just yeah. from the cutting
the
process.
Cutting and just the grind of wrestling.
Wow.
Because my day, the past 4 months, has consisted of waking up, going to school, getting practice in, then finishing school, going home, and literally taking a nap because I'd be too exhausted. And I wouldn't do anything else. I'd literally go home, straight to my room, sleep, and then straight to practice.
Wow.
And practice for an hour and a half, get home, try and rest for a little bit, but I had to do homework, so mm-hmm. I'd do homework for another hour, and then go to a club practice for another hour and a half. I'd come home, shower, eat, and go to bed.
Wow.
And that was basically my day for, like, 4 months. And if I wasn't practicing, then I was competing. If mm-hmm. I wasn't doing either of those, then I was going to the gym, and I was getting a workout in, where I was running. I was always doing something. I took rest days, but
right, no.
never, like, break days.
Yeah.
There's never a break. I took everything I needed to, but I never skipped out.
Wow.
It was just so exhausting. And then all that on top of just cutting, it's just terrible.
But you don't think that was the right way to go into the season?
I don't think it was the right way to go into the season.
Why is that?
I didn't enjoy it.
So you kind of lost the fire for the sport from putting too much into it?
I did. And it's like, I feel like I had this idea that just everyone was looking at me. I was the captain of the team. I was one of the best literally in the entire district. There was only 2 kids in our district who placed. And so I feel like I just had every single person looking at me, like, almost idolizing me. And again, it never fed in my ego. It's just the idea of, like, everyone wanted to be me, and they just had no clue, like, how right. miserable it was.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how do you explain to someone that you're not having a good time when you are winning every single match and you are, like, one of the best ranked wrestlers in the state? And it's like...
It's kind of like that YouTube video of that... valedictorian getting his acceptance speech.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
And
he basically just regrets the entire thing because he like missed out on relationships and building connections yeah. and ultimately what's more important to him. Are you kind of feeling like that way right now?
I don't regret anything in my life, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have like very few regrets because I think everything's a lesson. I wouldn't be who I was if I didn't make those decisions. I don't regret what I did. I think I've learned more from it than it's put me through. But I think... It wasn't the way I envisioned it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the way that it should be done.
Talking about regret, I think that's a really good way to look at past mistakes. Not saying what you did was a mistake by any means, but like, if you learn from it, then why regret it? Because if you can take a mistake that you've made and, you know, have that influence your future decisions, then it could ultimately be for better. It's how you respond to those mistakes or things that happened in your past that can help you. Anyway.
The feeling of growth, or the feeling, sorry, the feeling of regret is growth. Because it shows you that you're different than when you were.
Right.
Like, that's like when you look back at yourself and you, like, cringe, like, oh, my God. Yeah. That is growth. Because you've realized what you were and you've grown from it. If you didn't make that, then you wouldn't feel that way. You know?
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
So I don't regret a lot of things, but I feel like it just – not, and it was a lot of pressure. And I never really let anyone down either. You know, it's like – again, like, I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I don't feel like I made sure that no matter what, I would finish the season and not be like, oh, I wish I worked harder.
Yeah.
I worked as hard as I possibly could have. And I mean, it showed, but I guess at a certain point, it kind of hit me that I wasn't going to win state. And it hurt. It really did. And just every loss was hard. And it just came to a point where I guess it's like, what's the point of being on the podium? And that kind of put into perspective, like, why put this hard work in? Why do this? And I still did it.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't stop. Even when I came to this realization, I was like, I still – and I think there was a little less fire in the, like, just grind of it. Mm-hmm. But I was already at a point where I think even if I put a little bit more, it wouldn't have really changed much.
What could you even done more at that point? I mean, I know. You're doing everything.
But like in the last month, I could have done a little bit more, but it was, I don't think it really would have mattered. I already did as much as I could have.
Yeah.
But it was like, I started to realize, like, what am I doing this for? Like, what do I get for being on top of the podium? And it's like, no one cares if you win state. No one cares I got six in state. The only people who have, like, congratulated me are APs.
Yeah.
And the people, my friends, like, no one really understands, like, what it takes to, what comes with that medal. And I think this is what my main point of this podcast is to be, is purpose.
Yeah.
And creating your own purpose. And just kind of, I think it's so much more, like, hard work is so much more than just, like, everyone always thinks this is, like, physical, like, brute thing. I think it's way more, like, emotional than that.
Yeah. I'm writing that down, creating your own focus. That's going to be the title of the episode. Yeah. Or creating your own purpose. Creating your own purpose. Yeah.
I think that's like a tattoo I have kind of represents that as well.
Yeah.
It does it in a more artistic way than I think you expect. And then I'm kind of talking about, because I'm talking about more the more physical aspect of that, but I think it translates very well. It's just, I realized that I was doing all this work, but I was losing myself in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of came to a point of, like, why am I doing this? Like, why put any of that hard work in if you're not enjoying it? Because I know a lot of people who just – are the best in the world and they don't enjoy the sport. Like, why do you?
Yeah.
And I think that's where my mind started to go when I was going to district and regionals. And my mindset kind of my mindset kind of shifted into this, okay, I don't need to win. It's not about winning. It's never been about winning. It's about, like, it's about creating your own purpose for the goals you set. And I think that's part of just, like, human nature in general. It's just, like, if you don't create purpose in anything, then you don't really have anything that makes you yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, like, makes you an individual.
So those people who do end up, you know, going to the next level, I think a big part of that is their entire purpose of their life is to be the best version of themselves on the mat or on the field or on the court or whatever. And that's why they're able to, you know, continue going. It's because they don't care about relationships at this point in their life. They don't care about establishing friendships or their social lives. That's all they have. And I think that's why that separates some people from others. I'm not saying that's better or worse, but I don't know. It's a different level of people who are able to sacrifice everything to win. Yeah. And
I guess the way I see it is, like, everyone always talks about, like, man, I just want to be this NFL star, this, you know, actor, this musician. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Because of this, like, selfish gain from it, because I promise you that doesn't come there. Like, I promise you, like,
they expect that to fulfill them.
It's like, what is your purpose in doing it?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people don't, like, they're just so caught up in this, like, just dream of things. And that's what I did. Like, I was like, I really wanted to win state. And I would, it literally, it, the thought of it consumed me. And I remember just like.
I remember when you came on here last time, you said, next time I come on here, I'll be talking to you after I won state.
Yes.
And it's, yeah.
I mean, you have to dream. If you want to win state, you have to think you're going to win state.
Yeah, I mean.
If you want to get to that level, you have to, mm-hmm. you know.
You have to know it's going to happen.
You have to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
I don't regret saying that, you know. I wouldn't have worked as hard if I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I didn't win state. You know, I didn't. But I placed. I'm still proud of myself.
Yeah.
I guess it's like I was so consumed. Every single day, every single night, I would literally just dream and think about wrestling. I would think about what I was going to do, how I was going to do it, like previous matches, how to fix those, like filmed every match, worked on every match, improved on every single thing I did. And just the idea of being on top of the podium, I'd visualize it. Like every single day.
Yeah.
Like being on top, and they give you this, like, they give you, a, I don't know if you know this, but they give you a, this like, big poster, and it's like a printout of the bracket. And it's really cool, and I've always wanted one.
Yeah.
I've never had one.
That's awesome.
I
will,
but
yeah.
I got a medal, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just, like, visualize myself, and I visualize my, like, what's it called? The pose I would do after a win. The celebration.
Yeah.
The celebration after the win. But it just consumed me a lot. It was really just like every single workout, I was like, if I want to do that, I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
If I really want that, then I have to put in this extra work. I have to put in this extra rep. I have to push through whatever I'm going through.
Yeah, eye on the prize.
Yeah, pretty much. And I guess it's like what's the point of that? You know,
yeah.
That was what I kind of understood is like you get so consumed with this idea of winning. It's like, why are you even wanting to win in the first place? And then I remember my junior year. You know, that's when I really enjoyed the sport the most, to be honest. Winning my fifth place match, I think, was like one of the happiest I got.
Really?
Yeah. Like I got fifth in the region. No one cares. No one cares if you're a state alternate. I would tell people that I actually competed, but.
Yeah, you tell people. Yeah, I went to state.
They're like, oh, how'd you do at state? I was like, it wasn't great, but I wouldn't say, oh, I never competed. I would just.
Right, yeah.
But I mean, it was like just. I think where I was mentally with the sport, it really was about like enjoying it,
mm-hmm.
and just about I had my own purpose and I had my own stuff, and I kind of switched that up my senior year, and it was about I'll only be happy when I won, and even when I, and then when I did win, I didn't feel happy,
yeah.
And even being on that sixth place podium, I was very proud, you know, and even having that, I look at that medal like every single morning now. I wake up and I'm like, man, this is my entire life's works. This
yeah.
medal. It's surreal. It really is. Like, I'm very proud of myself, but I remember, like, beginning of the year when I just even thought about, like, what I would feel like at state, I'd get incredibly nervous.
Yeah.
And, like, I would just get, like, shot in the stomach, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not ready for states. And then when I got to state, and I was on that floor with, like, thousands of people watching me, I don't know if you've seen what it looks like.
I saw, yeah, I saw the yeah. pictures, yeah.
Thousands of people
like
looking
at me. Like, in an arena.
I felt no nerves.
Really?
Yeah, because I completely switched up how I felt. It wasn't about, like, how I did anymore. It was just about, you know, enjoying my last moments.
Mm-hmm.
And so my last match ever, I lost.
Really?
Yep. Against a kid I could have and should have beat.
Wow.
I've pinned him before.
Really?
Yeah, but he's beaten me the other two times. We've wrestled, okay. I think, what? One, two, three. We've wrestled four times.
Yeah.
I've beaten him once. He's beaten me the three other times. First time was 4-0. Second time was 5-0. And the third time was 8-4.
Wow.
And you know what? There was a dumb call by the ref, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
Fifth and sixth is the exact, it's literally the exact same medal.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, fifth, and sixth gets the exact same medal. They don't even like have them differently on the thing. They just grab one and give it to you.
Yeah.
It's just positioned on the podium.
Yeah, gotcha.
Pretty much it. Just a number.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. Not that it's about the medal, but.
So you keep talking about how, you know, you got to a certain point to realize that winning didn't matter anymore. And so what did matter for you? What was that purpose that you had lost in the process of, you know, putting in so much work to the sport?
I feel like some of this I feel like I'm still figuring out as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Especially because it just happened.
I'm digesting all.
But I remember just in January, I think it was like the worst place I've ever been mentally.
Really?
I was really unhappy. Like I was crying like almost every day. But just I lost fun in the sport, and I guess, like I said, I realized that I wasn't going to win anymore, and I was like, am I supposed to just, like, I was thinking, like, am I just lazy? Like, do I just not want it enough?
Yeah.
Because I feel like most people, when they like they take those losses, it's like, you just got to work harder. You just got to put more work in. You just got to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's like it, I was like, it's just frustrating me so much. Like, I hated hearing that at a certain point. I hated getting pushed. I hated just everyone telling me that I had to just work hard. Senior year, you got to do it. I hated it because I was doing everything I wanted to do. And it's just like, why was I doing it all? Why was I putting all this work in if I couldn't even enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
And I still wasn't winning. Like, I still wasn't accomplishing the main goal that I wanted to. And I'm happy where I am now. Mm-hmm. But that's how I felt at the time. I was like, all this, I can't even win state, but, and I'm not even happy.
Yeah.
Like, it was miserable. And so it was like, sorry, what was your question again?
Just like, you know, what's that purpose that you have? Okay. Because, you know, that was kind of lost
what was
in
my
the
purpose?
Process.
Gosh, I had a train of thought here. It was really unenjoyable. And so, oh yeah, I was starting to realize like there's this difference between like being lazy and being unhappy. Because mm-hmm. I was like, I did not want to go to practice at all for like the entire month. Every practice, I hated every second of it. I genuinely did. And I was like, is this just me being lazy or am I just not enjoying the sport? I think it was me just not enjoying the sport.
Yeah.
I still went to every practice. Mm-hmm. I didn't skip out. There was like one practice I skipped out on, but that was because I was like injured.
Okay, yeah. We kind of have an excuse there.
Yeah. But it's like, I guess it's like, it's not all about putting in this hard work. That was purpose. Mm-hmm. That's purpose. It's not all about the work you put in as much as everyone tells you it is. It's not all about winning, which not everyone's like, oh, it's not about winning. But you hear that and you never think that. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it is. Like, I'll be happy when I win. I don't know. It's so stupid because it's like, you go your life, you live your life going through, or you live your life hearing the same things over and over again. And then you still don't even listen. And then when it all happens, you're like, oh, they were right.
Yeah.
But then when you admit it, it's like, okay, well, I'm just feeding back into this, like, dogma of what everyone else is saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly not all about winning. I won 5 football games in my 20-game varsity career. And, you know, that was some of the best times I ever had. Because whenever – for me, I like to be able to work towards a goal – and have steps put in place that I have to go through to accomplish that. And that's kind of how I operate just in day-to-day life too. Like in homework, I know what I have to get done. I set it out and I do it. Not so much this year because it's senior year and I don't really care about that anymore. But when I'm lazy is when I get the most unhappy, because when I'm not working towards anything, I start to lose purpose, because my purpose is I need to accomplish things. I need to start getting things done. And I think in football, that was always put right there in front of me, because, you know, we have to win a game. That's what we're working towards. We're going to go out and do the best that we can every week, and everyone has their job, and if they all do their job, then we'll hopefully do the best we can to win. And once that was over, I kind of just, you know, was relaxing all day and didn't do anything, and that's when I was like, I need to start getting it together. I need to find something that I can improve on to start, you know, working towards, so I can find that purpose within me. But it's kind of hard finding a purpose, you know, is something, sure. Something that you're passionate about and something that you want to put work into to get better at. And I agree. It's not all about putting in the most work possible, because then you lose yourself in that process. And if you're not enjoying what you're doing, then why be doing it? You know?
Yeah. And not that everything is even about enjoying things either, you know, but you don't have to enjoy it all the time.
Yeah. Like I always hear, do things that are going to make you enjoy what happens after it's over.
Yeah.
Like cold plunges.
Yeah.
They don't feel good when you're in them.
You never enjoy a workout, but you feel good after.
Exactly. I don't think you ever regret a workout.
No.
You know?
Unless you didn't work hard enough.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. If you go in there and do half reps for everything and, yeah.
But I guess at the end of the day, every single wrestling tournament, what I look forward to most was the dinner after.
Yeah?
With my teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Every single tournament, every single duel, we'd always go find somewhere to eat, and we'd sit down and just indulge ourselves.
Yeah.
And I would eat like a pig.
Yeah.
And I just got to spend time with my friends, and then sometimes we'd just go hang out at someone's house. Or just like, that is what I think I really enjoyed the most. It was kind of just the relationship behind it. I did enjoy wrestling. Like, I did enjoy it.
Well, she probably wouldn't be doing it if you didn't enjoy it. Yeah.
At times, I really did enjoy it. But going into state, I switched up kind of what my purpose was. It wasn't really about whether or not I was on top of that podium. I did really try to be to get on top. And actually, you know what? I had a chance. I could have gotten second at that tournament. I think there was no chance I could have gotten first, but there was a really good chance I could have gotten second. But I did not.
Yeah.
And I never will, but I mean, it's not important. I just, it was no longer about winning. It was about enjoying it. It was about creating relationships with friends. It was about learning. It's like, even when you think about just what I gained from the sport, you know, it's more than just a medal. And it always was more than just a medal, but it's life lessons. I think that's why a lot of parents, like, that's why my dad put me in wrestling in the first place. He said, he told me, like, he said he didn't care what sport I did. He just wanted me to learn, like, some form of discipline.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I've learned more about hard work and determination and just general, like I said, purpose and just understanding why I'm doing things more than just doing them because of, you know, this, like, need to succeed. I feel like I've learned so much more than what I accomplished, and that's more powerful than the medal ever was.
Yeah.
Like, you can win state, but if you don't learn anything from it, what's the point? I learned more from getting sixth than I think I did get first.
Wow, yeah. That's a powerful way to look at it. I can kind of get behind that, too, because I feel like all the things that I'm going to be taking away from having played football is what came not on Friday nights. You know, all the other things that go into it, all the, you know, I think another good part of sports in general is just you have a sense of connection and belonging, you know, and a lot of people have a desire for that that isn't fulfilled with other things. So when they're in their sport, they truly belong, and that's why they work so hard at it, because they don't want to let their teammates down. They don't want to let anybody down. And I think that's a really good motivating factor. But at the end of the day, the best motivating factor that you can have is, you know, is this good for me? And ultimately, that's the decision you have to make.
But I guess just for purpose, it's you know, learning from everything that you're doing rather than just kind of doing it for some pointless medal.
Yeah. So what's next?
What's next? You know, it's weird because one thing that I've heard most from every single person is, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Yeah. You're going to miss it. It's like, again, I'm so tired.
Of hearing all these
cliches. So tired of hearing
cliches,
that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's true. Like, I'm going to miss it. Mm-hmm. But I have this opportunity to continue that I declined.
Yeah.
I think that was a really big thing for me. It's like, as much as I love wrestling to death, and I'm really good at wrestling, and I could continue. And my coach told me, he said, if you continue in this sport with your work ethic, you could be an All-American.
Wow.
I'd be like, dang. But then again, it's like, why would I want to do that? You know?
Yeah.
What's the point of it? What do I gain from being an All-American? You know? And I realized it's like, it's about the lessons I've learned from this sport. It's about how it's changed me as a person. It's about how, like, I've impacted other people's lives. How I've led just, like, my team and just the people I've met. And it's like, I'm really glad about all the other things that wrestling has given me other than just the medals itself. Mm-hmm. I think that will it's ultimately more important than the medals itself. But I think there's a lot of things I want to do in life. I think that I couldn't have done, or I won't be able to do without that, like, wrestling foundation.
Yeah.
The lessons I've learned from wrestling have, like, basically prepared me for what I want to go accomplish in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've learned so much and I've gained so much outside of just the technique of wrestling that I'm happy to leave it where it is, you know?
Yeah.
If I were to continue, it'd purely be for fun, and I think, I don't know if I would enjoy it because it's so draining.
Yeah.
And even these last few days have been honestly so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've gotten so much done the past few days, and, like, I'm starting to, like, move forward and do, like, continue other passions, like, things that I put aside for wrestling I can kind of get back into that just are, like, going to really be important for the rest of my life and things I really want to, like, commit my life to. Like, I don't want to commit my life to wrestling.
Yeah.
It's a hard sport, man.
Right.
I'm not lazy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I put in the hard work, but it's hard, and I don't want to do it anymore.
I mean, with as hard as you work towards it now, I mean, you can confidently say you gave everything to it.
I gave everything I could. I put everything I could into it.
Yeah. So the moment kind of set in for you before your last match that it this did. Isn't well. Yeah, because for me in football, I was kind of blind to it. And then literally once the last time the clock hit zeros, that's when it like fully hit me, and I was just a wreck. Like I was crying like a baby nonstop because, you know, everyone was saying like, enjoy it, man. This is the last time. This is the last, the week before actually, like last away game, last practice, last Monday practice, last Tuesday practice, and all this. I'm like, whatever. I'm just trying to win the game. I wasn't focused on anything being the last time. And then, you know, like I didn't really think I was going to be that emotional. I was like, it is what it is. But then once that last, you know, once it actually hit me, I was like, wow, this is never happening again. Then I was just like, I was a mess because, you know, it messed me up for the next couple of days. Actually, I was like, this sucks because I didn't have something to work on. I felt like all my workouts after that were just like pointless.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I remember feeling that like yesterday. I was like, what am I working on?
Yeah, like what am I pushing myself for? I'm not playing football anymore. I don't have to train for any of this thing. I'm like, I don't have to run anymore. That's definitely a positive. I'm like, so that's good.
Oh,
but
it's like I almost want to run just to keep how conditioned I am.
Yeah. It's like you don't want to lose some of those things, even though now I have to realize like that's not what I'm working for anymore. Yeah. It's finding that next step.
If I think about it too much, I'll cry.
Yeah. I probably would too, but I'll keep
it
right there.
I've accepted it. And, like, I'm happy about it
mm-hmm.
because it's give me so much, and now I get to move forward with those lessons. And it's, like, I have a lot of people in my life now. I have a lot of foundation and discipline in my life that just going to carry me through.
And you can take that anywhere,
yeah.
You know? It's not like discipline is it's not like it's form-fitted to one thing. That is something that can be applied to everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that moment like for you, like after that last match when the clock ran out?
It was I remember midway through the match, actually I could probably find a recording because it was recorded. All the matches stayed recorded, which is fun. We had to pay for it.
Just
pay for it, download it so I could have it forever and mm-hmm. show my kids this is my last match ever.
Yeah.
I remember, like, you know, I'll split up into periods.
Yeah,
I remember in the third period, I looked at the clock, and it just said 2 minutes. I was like, this is the last 2 minutes ever. I couldn't think about it because I didn't go wrestle.
Yeah.
But I think I was, like, down by points, and I was on top. And I was like, man, I don't know if I can win this match. And I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to the end, and like I said, I put so much – you have a lot of time to think in wrestling.
Yeah.
You wrestle 6 minutes out of a 18-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
Actually wrestled 18 minutes that day.
Yeah.
But still, I was there from 7 a.m. to like 9.
Wow.
So I only wrestled 18 minutes of that time. So you had a lot of time to think and just kind of process things. And
mm-hmm.
At the end of the match, I remember the entire year, I'm like, the end of the, like my last ever match, I'm going to cry. And I said that thinking that I'd win state and cry because I won state.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And I was like, oh, another thing. I know I'm kind of tangenting off everywhere, but.
No, you're good.
Like, if anyone ever cries in wrestling, I think they're just like a baby. But then at state tournament, I saw everyone cry, and it hurt.
Yeah,
it hurt me honestly. It was really hard to watch everyone just like be done. Like people I've grown with for 4 years, like I watched them never ever be able to wrestle again. It was sad.
Yeah,
and like people were crying, and I was like, man, I fell for them.
Yeah, I mean,
they're no baby.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I kind of felt junior year, too, like watching all the players cry after their last game. Like, it's not that big a deal. I mean, you know, it is what it is. They're not playing football anymore. But I wasn't crying then, you know? It's like, okay. But then it was my turn. I'm like, this isn't happening again. And I saw all those people around me, too, who aren't playing football again, who, you know, put in so much work towards it. But, yeah, and once that's over, it's like, what now, you know?
I don't know. It didn't feel right to cry.
Yeah?
No, I was happy where I was. I was one of six people in the entire state to end on a good note, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a medal now. Ah, I love a thing. And so it's like, I got to end on a good note. I put so much work in. It was like, I guess I started, I've been so focused on moving forward that I haven't really thought about like how sad it was that it was over. But looking at pictures, it's like, oh, I can't stop looking at pictures.
Yeah.
I can't stop looking at them. Every day I just like, go over everything. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
That's it. But
I mean, I don't want to sound insensitive, but it is kind of like you lost a part of yourself, you know? It's like,
yeah.
That's how it felt for me, at least. But
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really seen it that way, to be honest.
Really?
I think because I'm really excited for the future. Mm-hmm. And it's been really refreshing. And I know, like, we have what's called, there's different styles of wrestling. And so folk style season's over, but we have freestyle now. And so I can still wrestle, like, what's today, Wednesday? I can wrestle tomorrow if I want to.
Yeah.
There's practice tomorrow that I can go to. And I can compete all throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling everyone, like, I don't know if I have freestyle in me. And everyone's like, oh, just give it a week. You're just burnt out. I'm be honest, I'm scared to let them know. Like, I actually don't know if I want to continue. Like, I feel really good right now. As much as I miss the sport, as much as I love the sport, it's given me so much, and now I get to move forward that I just don't know if I really want to keep wrestling right now. Like, I just want to focus on other things. And
yeah.
I guess I part of me is scared that I am just burnt out, and that, like, next week I'm like, man, I really want to freestyle.
Yeah, I mean, but that is part of it. But, yeah, dude, it's kind of hard.
But I remember I watched my coach miss wrestling. and I think part of him wanted to live, like, vicariously in me. Is it vi or bi? I think it's vicariously.
I have absolutely no idea.
Sure it's vicariously through me. Because, like, we went to a college open. He's like, man, I really wish I was in your shoes right now. He's like, I would pay all my money to wrestle one more college tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he really just wants, he's like, and I remember he texted me after the match, or after my state, and he just a long, heartfelt message, and he's like, my advice to you, don't stop wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, you'll realize how much you miss the sport, and it's like, it's so sad. It's like, man, I don't, like, you're right, but I just.
And it definitely hits people at different times, too. Yeah. Like, there's going to be some point where you're going to be like, oh, why didn't I just keep going? You know? Maybe not. But, you know, because if you're able to find purpose pretty quickly in other things, then you're good. But I remember the coaches telling us right before a homecoming game, like, every single coach here wishes they were in your shoes.
Yeah.
Like, you're about to go play a homecoming game in front of the entire hometown. And, you know, this is the moment that you're going to enjoy the most. And you hear a ton of NFL players say this, like, the best time of their football career was playing high school football, because that's when nothing really mattered that much. It was it was just playing football for fun.
That's how my junior year was.
Yeah.
There was no purpose. It just got to go wrestle and roll and move.
Exactly. And that's when you can really enjoy it, because after that, everything is a job. College football.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's the main reason I'm not doing in college.
Yeah. College sports in general, it's just brutal. You have college itself, which is, you know, more than people our age can even handle, and then throwing morning workouts, afternoon practices every single day.
On top of college classes.
Yeah, on top of college classes. So
my brother's a D1 athlete.
Yeah.
At UT. I watch him work out, and I'm good.
Yeah. That's crazy. D1 athletes are a different breed.
It's funny, though, because he's like the laziest person I know.
Really?
Not when it comes to working out. I mean, he runs like a madman. He'll run like 12 miles every single day, like a 7-minute pace. Sometimes I think 5-minute pace too.
Wow.
I actually don't remember. I can't remember if it's 5 or 7, but it's insane.
Probably pace. 5, because 7's not that insane.
12 miles?
Oh, 12 miles. I didn't hear you say 12 miles. Oh, yeah. Then yeah, 7 minutes is kind of insane.
Yeah. I had to sprint to get 7 minutes in 1 mile.
Yeah. It's kind of like when I see those, like, marathon runners.
You know their pace for the world record marathon is 4:30?
4:30, yeah. People train their entire lives and can never run 1 mile in 4:30.
And they're running 26.
Yeah.
Oh, it's insane. My brother's put that a lot in perspective because he's so big in the running world. But, yeah, I mean, he puts so much work in. I don't discredit his work. He puts a lot of work in. I'm just saying, at home, he just sits on his butt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, because I hear about a lot of successful athletes, and this one particular that comes to mind. He talked about – this is me going back to the CrossFit in me, which is pretty much gone now. I don't think I'll ever do CrossFit again. Maybe I will. We'll see if I really want to get back in shape, because I'm not in shape at all right now. I've just been lifting for the past couple months, and it's all right. But basically, you know, but his whole point was, you know, it's so much more than just the workouts to become an elite athlete, because his first 2 years he placed second place, and he ended up getting really mad about it, because, you know, he was working as hard as he possibly could in the gym, which is, you know, a good thing. But then all the other parts of his life were lacking, like his recovery, his diet, his, you know, sleep schedule, everything like that. And once he started putting all that in, then he won like 5 in a row or something.
That's something that's changing a lot, is if you look at colleges, they're starting to get like nutritionists for everyone. They're starting to get like, what are they called? The people who like help with mental, like psychologists?
Psychiatrists.
Psychiatrists.
Yeah.
Like everyone's getting like psychiatrists, and it's like they're changing everything everywhere else in their life than just work. And I think again, that's part of my point is it's like of just finding purpose. It's like you gotta do more than just hard work. Like it's more about just hard work. It's about mentally, why are you doing things? What are you doing it for? What are you, what is your purpose in this? It's like if you just like put away your like I guess you're grown up as like you grow up as this like as a man and an athlete just thinking that like feelings are a weakness.
Yeah.
And
no, I football definitely blinded me from that. Like, you know, I don't think I like ever cried throughout my 4 years of high school football because that like it's weak.
Yeah. You know, it's, like yeah. you live your like as an athlete and hearing this hard work.
Yeah.
Pain is weakness in the body. It's like, it makes you feel that feelings are weakness and that you should just put them away and just work, run an extra mile, sprint a little harder, and then you'll be better than everyone else. It's like, I've learned that that is bullcrap.
Yeah.
That is complete bullcrap. And it gives me a little bad taste in my mouth when people start to, you know, get really big about that. It's like, man, there's so much, like, humans are built with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you gotta listen to yourself. Gotta like be in tune with yourself, express yourself.
Yeah,
I think that's some of the most, and part of that is finding purpose. You know, you can't really find purpose if you don't really express yourself, know what you want.
So do you feel like during your wrestling journey this year especially, you kind of put the emotions to the side during that hard work stage? Or
I don't know, it was weird because I think past year is when I started to realize how important emotions were. But it's like, and I was depressed and I knew I was depressed, I just knew that it was just that I couldn't quit, you know. Like if it wasn't my senior year, I think I would have quit wrestling.
Yeah.
But it was like, let me just finish because it's just like a month and a half of just pain and then I'll be okay.
Yeah.
But it was like, I knew how I was feeling and I wasn't just discrediting it. It's just I couldn't quit.
Yeah.
Where I was at, which sucks. But I guess it's just how it is sometimes. It doesn't make me feel any better, but whatever. It's done now. But feelings are important, man. You got to listen to yourself. You got to express yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's something I advise to anyone. Everyone is express yourself because you're not gonna be able to find purpose. Like, you know, like go write something down, go paint something, go. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do it in any single possible way. Go dance.
Yeah.
You know, even lifting could be just a form of expression. Yeah. Just find something that is unique to you that you can express yourself and find purpose in.
Yeah.
Like that's how you do it. You know, find something that is unique to you that you will, that only you will ever understand, that you don't ever have to explain to anyone else because no one else needs to ever know or needs to ever understand. It's like, and I think it's like wrestling for me wasn't that.
Yeah.
Wrestling my way wasn't my way of being able to express how I truly felt. That's why I didn't find purpose in it. I think that's why I didn't truly enjoy it. And that's my final point is it's like find what you truly enjoy, not just because of what it gives, like the materialistic, like, oh, I get a medal now. Find like, okay, do I truly enjoy this? Is this truly express who I feel on the inside more than just, oh, hard work. You know, and you could do that with everything. Everything could be self-expression. Including the physical things and the artistic side. Like, it's not just, like, drawing. You know, it's more than that. Anything could really be expression.
Yeah, it's personal. It's what you can, how you find an outlet for everything in your mind.
Creating purpose.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Creating purpose, expressing yourself for how you truly feel, and not just putting those aside and saying, oh, it's weakness. I just have to work harder, and then I'll feel, like, why work harder if you don't feel better, you know?
Yeah. It's like people who are, you know, working 9 to 5 overtime every single day to try to, you know, earn a extra zero on that paycheck. And it's always like that one saying, I believe, I don't remember his first name, but, you know, Rockefeller, American Monopoly guy, whatever.
Yeah.
He was asked, how much money does it take to make a man happy? And it's always just one more dollar, you know? And once you're able to get past the fact that more doesn't mean, you know, better for you, you just need to find what you can be able to put out to the world through your mind to express yourself. Yeah.
But I think, you know, there's a mix of hard work and feelings. I don't think you should just listen to your feelings, but, you know.
Well, yeah, I think when people get depressed, especially when I was at my lowest point after football season, is whenever you let your emotion influence every decision you make. Because sometimes, you know, if your mind's in a bad spot, then you need to use the body to get out of it. And that's why I love cold exposures, because you have to make yourself, you have to do things that are uncomfortable that are going to make you better. Because, you know, while it is important to listen to your emotions, still there's sometimes where you have to fight that inner.
I think everyone needs a deep understanding of their emotions. I think I have this belief that your emotions at core is true.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like you can so easily lie to yourself. People do it every single day, especially just like rationalizing just like a purchase.
Yeah, or to justify bad decisions.
Justifying anything you do. It's like you don't actually feel that way. You were just telling yourself you feel that way. And if anything, pushing that feeling down so that you don't have to feel that like guilt or whatever it is. So it's like, and that's why people get so scared of their own emotions, is because they aren't true of what they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can lie to themselves so easily. And when they get to that those points is when they start to, you know, kind of lose themselves. So I think it's like it's important to kind of have a balance. And I think if you truly understand who you are at your core, and like, you know, this could change. You know, this is just how I feel right now.
Yeah, yeah.
If you truly understand who you are at your core, then like everything you feel is normal. Everything you feel is true. Everything you feel is right. And I think part of that, like the importance of expression, is it lets you kind of understand who you are at that core and being real with yourself. I think the hardest thing you could do is being 100% honest with yourself.
Yeah.
I've realized like, after hearing this like message one time, like no one's ever honest with themselves. No one ever is, like, because they're too scared of the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I catch myself doing it all the time. It's just, it's really hard. But just being 100% honest with yourself, expressing yourself.
Well, yeah,
and
if you're not being honest with yourself, it can feel like you're also living a double life, you know? Because once you're able to truly be honest with yourself and be honest and be able to express that to the people around you, then what you see is what you get, you know? It's not like you're one person on the outside and then you go to a different space whenever you're all alone, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's important to recognize, too.
I think everyone should, you know, try to have understanding of themselves and express that.
Has wrestling helped you find yourself, or would you say that's actually taken away from it?
I think it's definitely helped me find myself, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, like I said, it's not what I want to use as my life. You know, it's not what I want to commit my life to. I don't think it's truly what expresses who I really am.
Yeah.
I don't think I could truly express myself through the sport. As much as I love it, I think it's just...
So how do you think you can truly express yourself?
That's for me to know.
Yeah, that is. That is very personal.
I don't have to tell anyone.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I just got to go do it. But,
yeah.
You know, it's like there's so many other things I want to go do and try that I think is what I really feel like called to just want to go do.
Mm-hmm.
And I always love wrestling. You know, teaching. Like, I never would have figured this out for that.
Yeah.
I never would have been able to go do the things I want to go do now if I didn't learn this lesson. Because I think I'd get consumed, like, by the thing that I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand how not to get like caught up in it all, I guess. Not that I won't, but I think I just catch myself in it.
Yeah. So, moving on to finding the purpose and whatever the next thing in life is, you know? It's that's the hardest step to take,
yeah,
and once you
sure.
get on the path, I feel like it becomes pretty smooth sailing. Not that there's going to be very hard things you have to work through, but once you have a purpose and you have your why, then everything else is justified. Every other step in the road becomes part of that why.
It's more than hard work, man. You got to understand why you're doing it all and what you really want to do. You know, you don't have to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can switch sports.
Exactly, yeah.
You could quit as much as it's, you know, frowned upon. If it's not what you want. I mean, don't quit if you're just, like, tired of it. Like, oh, it's too hard. Don't quit for that.
There's definitely a right reason to quit because – you know, you always hear pain is temporary, but quitting is forever. And that applies to the physical notion of that sense. But
like I said, it's like that's why you got to understand yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand what you're really about. Like, I'm glad I've learned the determination. I'm glad that I've learned what, like, my purpose is and how to express myself in a way and enjoy the hard work that I put in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy
definitely,
the things that I do.
Definitely enjoy the things you do because I tried to fill my football void with going to track practice, thinking that would solve it. And I realized 2 days after showing up, like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
This isn't something I enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, why am I doing this? It's not like I've put in hours to this. It's not like it's something that I want to necessarily be really good at, you know?
Yeah.
It's I'm just trying to fill something that I've lost. But that doesn't come from any material thing or any activity you do. It's about knowing what you want to have and chasing that.
I think goals are still important too.
No, they definitely are. But
I'm not saying don't.
They have to apply to what they have to apply to your purpose, you know?
Yeah, they apply to your purpose.
Exactly. Well, I think that's all I have for you, unless you have anything else you want to add.
And I feel like I was just all over the place, but I think if you listen to it and you think about it, it makes sense.
No, it definitely does, because, you know, sports are fun, and we can get really caught up in the hard work, but if you're not listening to yourself, then what's the point?
Yeah. I guess it's like, put in the hard work. Don't use this as an excuse to not put in the hard work.
Exactly.
But listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your emotions and think about what you're really trying to do.
Yeah.
More than just like, is it really about the podium, or is it about the connections I'm making, the friends I'm making, the relationships? There's so much more mm-hmm. than just the medal. But you gotta think about that.
Exactly. Why? If you're not happy, a medal isn't going to make you happy. Yeah. You know, if you're not enjoying the sport, then it's not like that medal is going to be like, oh, I love this sport. You know, it all comes with finding who you are within and appreciating that.
The food makes me happy.
Food makes you
happy. I realize the food makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's my purpose. My purpose is eating, dude.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
I love food so much.
It's like rich people always say, money doesn't make you happy. Money doesn't buy happiness. And it's true. It's what you're doing and what you're working towards and who you are.
Yep.
Be you. Find that purpose.
Find your purpose.
Yeah.
Listen to yourself, but still put in the hard work.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to wrap up episode 11, season 2, episode 11 of the Swole is the Goal podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on Instagram and to like this episode on Spotify or Podbean or Amazon or Apple, wherever you're listening right now. And Larson, thank you very much for coming on. Congratulations on the amazing accomplishments that you've made in this sport.
Still feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
I still love the medal, but it's different than what I thought it would be in like August.
Yeah, and we'll definitely make sure to get you and the other wrestlers on some other time. Until then, signing off. Swole is the goal. Size is the prize. Out.
This is LNE Radio. Podcasts produced, performed, and edited by the students of LNE Studios at Leander High School. LNE Radio. It's what the kids are talking about.